Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing the first ever Sierra EV Denali Edition 1. With 754 horsepower and up to a GM estimated 400 miles of range on a full charge, it is the Denali of EVs.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
this is a product of WBNN. This is Stand Up the Sticks with Clever One, one half of the Booz Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where they spent the night in front of Olympia Sports with beach chairs and got robbed for their Jordans. But check this out. I'm here to call it in for you. You know what I'm saying? And tonight's topic here is, are you heatless? And does your heatlessness cause hindrance upon you in your lifestyle and your guidance? How can you guide yourself in your lifestyle if you're a heatless person? You know what I'm saying? Are you a person that disregards rules? You got carelessness going on. You have no desire to follow the rules or any enthusiasm to correct error. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with that. You know what I'm saying? Because heatless people, they utilize their heatlessness to turn their heels on all types of things. Firstly, religion, politics, health, relationships, family structures, and work ethics. You know what I'm saying? Then let's take a quick look at the religious part of it. You know what I'm saying? You tell people, read this part, read this part, read that part. They say, oh, well, I read the whole thing. You know, you did not read the whole thing. Had you read the whole thing, you would know what I'm talking about. So read this part. Oh, I don't know what it means and what it says. Read it again, just like you read it in school. You know what I'm saying? Don't be heedless. Don't be heedless to what you see that's common sense, and then you turn around and do the total opposite. That's being heedless. That's for as far as politics. Keep voting for the wrong person, the wrong fool. Every day the same clown dressed up in the same type of uniform. You know, it don't matter. John Elway, Brett Favre, what difference do it make? You know what I'm saying? AFC, NFC, they both still playing for the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? What difference do it make to you? You know what I'm saying? Don't be heedless and follow down behind Sister Ruth and see who she like to vote for, you know what I'm saying? Just because she think that nigga is handsome. Excuse my language. But then you got health problems. You know what I mean? You got people that, yo, go to the hospital, go to this, go to that. Yo, all right, I'm going to go. Or your grandfather, you know what I mean? He still want to drink whiskey and curse at everybody. When he know he need... He need an oxygen joint to breathe, but he still want to curse at people and spit at people and tell people to pass the remote so we can watch Naked Flix. You see what I'm saying? You feel me? That's pervert old man stuff. We ain't getting into all that. You know what I'm saying? Then check this out. You got relationships where you telling your wife, yo, stop nagging, baby. You know what I'm saying? All right, I'm going to get that done for you, baby. You got to chill for a minute. You know what I'm saying? With all that. I know you're being the wrong cheerleader, baby. You're supposed to be kicking your legs up this way, not trying to kick me. You know what I'm saying? That's the wrong cheerleading. You know what I'm saying? You're not, and then she don't want to comply with the program when you give her the directions, man. That's being heedless, man, and vice versa. You know what I mean? You might be a stinking feet nigga or something. She telling you, yo, use this deodorant, use this foot scrub, use this, boop, boop, boop. You like, oh, man, all right, whatever, all right, that smell like, you know what I mean, this ain't Bath and Body Works on my balls. You know what I'm saying? You might be thinking that's not having testosterone, having Bath and Body Works on your balls or something. But she just trying to give you a hint because you come in the crib popping. You being heedless, my friends. Heedless. And as far as family structure, you dig what I'm saying? You might be somebody's old aunt, somebody's old uncle, somebody's grandmother, somebody's grandfather, somebody's nephew, somebody's whoever. You know what I'm saying? Adopted stepfather-in-law. You know what I mean? The grandfather of the Chinese stepkids, whoever you is. You know what I'm saying? It's these are things that you need to, it's family structure. Don't be heedless when somebody is saying, yo, can you please wash the dish after you finish using it? Or, yo, can you please flush the toilet after you finish using it? Or, yo, you left the window open. You know what I mean? Could you please lock the door? Make sure the door's locked. Blah, 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 boom, bang, bang. You know what I'm saying? These are all the different things that people are heedless upon. A person not making sure the door is locked. Somebody done burglarized your damn house. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? Where is Mr. Robinson? Is a friendly day in the neighborhood, Eddie Murphy's version, Mr. Robinson, in your crib. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Or the work ethic. Let's take a look at the work ethic. Your boss is telling you, hey, Steve, could you speed up a little bit over there? You know what I'm saying? Everybody else is getting it done. You know what I'm saying? And you're not turning it up. You know what I mean? The scoreboard is looking like you're losing. My friend, can you please speed it up? Oh, man, whatever, man. He talking all that, man. He trying to hear that, man. You know what I'm saying? Heedlessness. 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 But check this out. We're going to get into all these different things and causes of heedlessness because these things are psychedelic, people. We get into the psychedelics. Yo, DJ Olatsky, could you please hit me with something? Hit me with the drums, brother.
Holding on.
Bottom line.
jamming old school style. You know what I'm saying? That was Brother O on it, man. We on air now. Live from Lagos. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And tonight we on heatlessness, you know what I'm saying? And does this cause hindrance upon you in your lifestyle, trying to get it together, trying to guide yourself, you know what I'm saying? I believe we got a caller in queue, you know what I'm saying? The first caller in queue. Who are you and where you calling from?
Hi, hello. This is Abella. She's there.
We got the Divas on the line already. We hot and spicy already. What's good, babe? What's good?
So happy to be here. I'm a writer and a blogger, and I'm also an artist. And
yes.
I'm here to shout out my novel, Aquarian Dawn. Ding, ding.
Yes,
Aquarian
yes.
Dawn. And it was published by Three Rooms Press. And it was released on October 25th. And it's a great, great story. It's a coming-of-age story set in the counterculture and civil rights movement of the 60s and 70s. And it's basically about a young girl who relocates from a fictional African country with her mother and moves to the United States in the 60s and gets inspired and influenced by the civil rights movement, the counterculture, and different things going on during that time, and then goes back to her country and becomes an activist. So it has all the vibe of the 60s and 70s, the fashion, the music, the civil rights movement, and it's a very inspirational story. It's coming of age. And so far, it's received a lot of positive reviews from Publishers Weekly, Forward Reviews, Kickers Reviews, and many other publications. So it's doing pretty well right now, and I know your viewers will love the book and be inspired by it. It's a great story, and yeah, that's it, man.
Absolutely, and we would love this book. Absolutely. Tell us again how we can reach you and how we can get at this book, you know what I'm saying? Because this
is vital
information for a lot of us that searching for answers out here.
Absolutely. So the book can be found on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, IndieBound, and any other place online where you can find books. And within the next few months, you can find it in bookstores as well. You can find me or reach me on Instagram, EBY Creations_ Instagram. I'm on Facebook under my name, Abella, EBELECHIZEA, Abella Chize. And you can also Google me. I'm on Google. You can put my name on there, Aquarian Dawn, and I pop up. And you know, when you think Aquarian Dawn, think the coming of the age of Aquarius. Remember that song in the 60s? This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what that's all about. It's that whole vibe.
So look, real quick, while I got you on here. Now, as far as heatlessness, you know what I'm saying? Have you ever been in a situation where a person warns you against a place or thing or whatever, and you didn't take heed to the situation, you didn't listen to them, or do you often deal with people who you try to warn against things and they don't listen? Is this something that you experience? And how could your book help us with these things?
I mean, that's a very good question. It's a perfect question, actually. So in my life, of course, I've experienced that. But we're all humans and we all make mistakes, and you know, especially in my 20s, you couldn't tell me anything. I knew everything. I knew all the answers. So I made a lot of bad decisions in my 20s, you know, because I was heedless, right? But one thing about this book, Aquarian Dawn, that I feel like it really adds to the conversation is that it's centered around that time period in the 60s and 70s. We have a character in the novel, the protagonist, also influenced by the wrong people, is surrounded by people that take her in different directions sometimes. And sometimes she makes mistakes and she's impulsive, you know. She thinks she has all the answers sometimes. And she learns her lessons sometimes the hard way. But at the end of the day, there's still hope because she grows up, she matures, she learns. And, you know, hopefully she becomes a better person. You have to find out.
Wow, okay, of course. That's grand. That's paramount. on this subject. Mm-hmm. Heatlessness is a very, very, very paramount subject due to what we got going on in society. And yes, indeed, I thank you for calling in, and we will be checking for this book. People, you heard that, you know what I mean? Check for this book. And shout out to my homeboy, William Penn, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. Wild Bill, you know what I'm saying? And we all keep the Wu-Tang money all up under the family, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you so much.
Yes, yes, thank you. All right, so look, check this out. We're going to get into a track, you know what I'm saying, DJ Olasky. Could you please, please, internet DJ, legend Brother O, kick it, brother. Stacey Adams stepping out here, you know what I'm saying? We on air live from Lagos, Nigeria, man. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Yo, real quick, you know what I'm saying, before we bring this next call in, you know what I'm saying? Real quick, this heatlessness, man, we got to look at where it's from. And from the glimpse of things, it's from antisocial personality disorder is the main culprit for this. This person is characterized by long-term patterns of disregard of or violation of or, you know, all the different getting out of pocket rights of others, you know what I'm saying? As well, they have difficulty sustaining long-term relationships. This is what's caused. You know what I mean? Antisocial personality disorder is the main culprit for this heedlessness out here. But we're going to take on another caller. Caller 2, you in queue, you know what I'm saying? Who are you and where you calling from?
Hey, baby, it's Jerry Petito. How you doing, Clev?
What's up, Jerry? Yo, this is the next top mom, y'all. What's up, Jerry? How
you
feeling tonight?
I'm okay, baby. I'm okay. Yeah.
Yo, so check this out, Jay, while I got you on real quick.
Okay.
Because we already know you're going to give us the spill real fast. But check this out. I just real quick question. Because the thing is this heedlessness here. You know what I mean? Have you ever been witnessed to the situation, or have you ever experienced someone warning you against a person, place, or thing, and you didn't listen to them? You know what I mean? You caught one in the ass. Or do you deal with people that you got to warn against things on the regular? Like, is this something that it places a hindrance on us? What you got to say about this, Jed? Come on, man. Lay it on me, please.
Okay, Clev. This is the craziest thing. This is a God moment. I just got off the phone with a family member of mine, a young cousin who's like my son. I had to take the role of his mother. She was married to my cousin, her husband, and she is evil. And when I tell you she is evil, but you don't understand why I'm so shocked right now that you're asking me this question. I just got off the phone with him, and we were talking about how, even though it was his mother, he had to back away completely. That's how evil this person is. And we were talking about, over the years, the different things that happened based on her evilness with even her own mother. And here you are now asking me this question.
Yes.
So this is what I want to say to anyone out there listening. God is good, and he will always put someone in your life to bring attention to certain situations or people. He will also give you a little innate so that you know something's wrong. please listen to it. It is your gut. If it's someone that you trust who's telling you something, I'm not saying jump in immediately because that person said this, but take it to God, and he will show you the truth all the time.
Wow. 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 Wow.
Okay?
Yo, this is a blowing my face off right here. Listen, this is like, you know, four pieces of I got four M80s taped together. You know what I'm saying? That I got from the fireworks, man, and it blew up in my face right now. You hear me? At the end.
Yeah.
Because these things are so serious, people, please, we have to listen, man. We have to know the signs. We have to clearly lack the sign, know the signs. Don't have a lack of empathy for the signs. Don't have a law-breaking tendency or things like this, and then you want to hide behind impulsive, aggressive behaviors or substances or whether you know these things that we do, people. Don't turn into sociopaths. You know what I'm saying? Because this is where we don't listen.
That's right.
Yo, but thanks, Jay. I appreciate the jewels. You always come through with the glamorous, glittery jewels of elegance on us. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to this information and how we should receive it out here, you know what I mean? People, don't be hollow and shallow, you know what I'm saying, where you're a rolled up piece of paper with your hand next to it, where all you see is that with a hole in it.
That's right, Clev. I love you, man. You know how I feel about you from the first moment I heard you speaking, right? You're going to be amazing. Amazing.
Oh, man. I thank you, Jerry. You know what I'm saying? That's Jerry Petito, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to get into a track next by international internet DJ legendary brother. Oh.
Treat her like a lady.
Oh, man, brother. Oh, man, you're jamming, brother. You're jamming, brother. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have all the old fathers out here, man. You know what I mean? Two-stepping when it's Miller time. You feel me? But check this out, man. Real quick, you know what I mean? I want to go into a few signs and symptoms, you know what I mean, real quick before I bring in a special surprise for y'all to help me out with this subject here. You know what I'm saying? Because verily, this heedlessness person and this antisocial thing is neck and neck, you know what I mean, with persuasive deviance. Persuasive. Pervasive. I'm sorry, because, you know, I get words mixed up. I know a lot of them. They manipulate us, you know what I'm saying? You know, irritability, aggression, and recklessness and unemotional traits is what these people have, you know what I'm saying? Heedless, recklessness, lack of care of paying any attention, folks. You know what I mean? And there's all different types of words for them. Recklessness, thoughtless, unthinking, foolhardy, you know what I'm saying? Unobservant. A person that ain't paying attention to nothing. You know what I'm saying? But check this out, man. I got a special, you know, I want to pull my homegirl on here, man. You know what I'm saying? Tiana. Is Tiana around? Oh, can we find Tiana? Is she out here? Because, you know, she can help me out, figure out what all this heedlessness is about. You know what I'm saying? Plus, I'm losing some money. Oh, wait. Did I hear that? Did I hear Baby Bop in the building?
She's in the building.
Oh, man, yeah. So check this out. I need you to help me out with this here because heedlessness. People who are heedless, you tell me. You know what I mean? Were you ever warned against a person, place, or thing and didn't take heed, didn't take the warnings? Or do you deal with the foolishness? Do you deal with people who have the resemblance of a heedless person? You know what I mean? Spit it on me. Let's hear what you got.
Well, I can't say that I've, you know, been heedless in my life because I have, you know, discernment, which actually keeps me protected. However, I have, you know, given advice to others and they did not follow my direction because sometimes I see things before they're going to happen. And at the end of the day, you don't want something to happen to someone that you care about because that whatever happens to them can affect you when you are, you know, emotionally attached to that person, whether it be a friend or family member, you know. But I had to realize at one point I have a family member who I told her everything that was going to happen before it happened, you know. And I understand it may be unusual to some people, but this was usual, you know, conversations between her and I. And one day I finally realized, you know what, at least I warned her, you know, she doesn't necessarily have to take my advice. Everybody has the right to, you know, see things through. You know, maybe that's a lesson that this person is supposed to learn because, you know, a lot of times when you say something to someone, their judgment is clouded by emotional attachment to whatever it is that you're speaking to them about, you know. So sometimes it's all about as long as you gave that person a message, you know, I used to take offense. I used to get upset, you know, because I'm like, why are you not listening to me? You know, and if I can understand if I told you something and, you know, it never comes to fruition. You know, I can understand that. But every single thing of years and years, I'm telling mm-hmm. you, every little thing happened. You think at one point you would listen. It still happens now. So I don't feel like I'm necessarily wasting my breath, like, because at least I put it out there. It's off of my chest.
Was you being Cleo on this person? Because that's what I want to know. Sounds like it.
She didn't call me now for her free reading. No, Clev. No.
Who was you being on?
But, you know,
what was her name?
I was being Tiana, a family member to her, you know. You know, I've done this with, like, multiple people, you know, being able to, you know, it's something that I see. I may see something in another individual that they're speaking to, a friend or something like that. But at the end of the day, you know, when God speaks to you, he's not speaking to everyone else, the message that you got. So you might feel something and hear something that other people don't hear. You just relay the message. You just be the messenger and let whatever happens happen after that. I had to learn that because it was very hard for me to do that, you know, very, very hard, you know. But like I said, the judgment is sometimes clouded by emotional attachment. And, you know, if people want to be heedless of consequences, you know, that's their choice. You know, I can't say that it's necessarily a full, you know, antisocial person. Because a lot of individuals, especially over here in America, are heedless to a lot of different things in our lives, you know. I think it's important to pay attention to the people who are speaking to you. You don't necessarily have to take that advice right away, but definitely store it in your memory bank. Because there's things that people said to me a long time ago that might not have been applicable at that moment, but it was applicable in another situation in the future, you know. When I reached that, I was able to use it.
Yeah, because I notice most heedless people I know always double back for help, you know what I'm saying, after making the mistakes or all these type of things. Everything where it's like everything else is the problem except their heedlessness, you know what I'm saying, where they cry and cry and cry but don't see their wrongs in a situation, with you know, which is worse, and which is worse in this affair, you know what I mean? What you think? Do you think, is it worse, this condition worse for an adult, being a heedless adult, or is it hard or more difficult dealing with a young heedless person that you're trying to teach something, you know what I mean? As far as the adults, you know what I mean, you got old people dealing with their health, they don't want to take the medication, they don't want the people to take care of them, they this and that and all this and that, you know what I'm saying? Or you got the children, you got to keep repetitive warnings against their behavior and things about their education, lack of care for their education, you know what I'm saying? Like, which is worse? What's worse to you?
I think that's such an interesting question. I think sometimes when as an adult you are set in your ways and you are just going to, that's just who you, your disposition is set and that's who you're going to be. And you've been through your experiences and your experiences have shaped who you are. So when someone is giving you advice, you're going to, you know, you may not be open-minded and you want to remain, like, you know, oblivious. That's just your choice. But as a child, you know, if you're speaking to a child, I feel like, you know, they have the potential to change more than an adult because they haven't necessarily had those experiences. So maybe if they take your advice, they could actually apply it to certain life situations when it comes in its face. You know, when they're faced with certain things, they can take your advice. Where adults are just, you know, a little bit, you know, they're kind of hard to speak to, you know, at times because they think they know the way. You know, a lot of us are like that at times, you know. But a child, you know, they may dismiss your advice, but they may still remember it at some point in time, you know, and follow it at some point, you know. So I guess
I agree.
It just depends on the individual.
Yeah, I agree, because these things, real quick, these things depend on what levels of heedlessness causes the divisions in family structure or relationships. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, a nagging-ass wife, you know what I'm saying, where you trying to tell her, yo, babe, listen, I got this, it's cool, you know what I mean, fall back off of that, you know what I mean, can you give me a little bit, let's take it easy for a couple of days, and then we're going to get right on track. Did she the next day? She was heedless against that. Or a bad shit ass kids, you know what I'm saying? Where you got to keep telling them something over and 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 over, you know what I'm saying? Until they in jail, right up CFCF on State Road, you know, making suits, chi-chis, you know what I mean? Or you got poor parenting, you know what I'm saying? Where you got these mothers on Facebook and Instagram tilting their necks with their weaves on, taking a million selfies while the child ain't getting no attention. You know what I'm saying? And all that kind of stuff like that, where you're supposed to be helping people with the homework, you know what I'm saying, and you're taking selfies. But check this out. Stay on here for a minute, because we're going to get into another track by our international internet DJ legend, Brother O. Yo, Brother O, drop it on me. We'll be right back. Yeah, on there. Now from Lagos, dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, man. You know what I mean? But check this out, yo. We going to pay attention. We going to pay attention to this. Because we pay attention to whatever we choose to pay attention to. You know what I'm saying? If you can point out things about others, you can pay attention to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Know when advice is needed. You know what I mean? And when to apply it when it comes to yourself. Know when, you may not be doing things correctly. You know what I'm saying? And when others notice your errors, you know what I mean, that you know about yourself, you know what I mean? Take the blame for it. You know what I'm saying? Take the blame for your mistakes. Don't find fault elsewhere. You know what I mean? Be your own co-receivers. You know what I'm saying? Take on your own stunts out here. You feel me? But check this out. We got another caller in queue. You know what I mean? Caller 3, who are you and where you calling from?
Hi, clever one. How are you doing?
Oh, is it Miss Antonia back? You know what I'm saying? Good evening. Good evening, yes.
Good evening.
How are you?
Oh, fine, and you? You know,
the
topics that you have there, clever one. And, you know, I noticed that you said, you know, made a reference to women who are naggers. But you know what? I have to admit, I've seen some males in action who can tend to be harassers. So it could go either way, you know. It's, you know, instead of sitting around pointing fingers.
Oh, well, of course, absolutely. Just, you know, there's no one end without the other end. There's a vice versa on that particular statement there, you know what I mean? Because you have the nagging husband as well, you know what I mean, where he just don't let up. Hey, why don't you just do this and do that? Why don't you cook the chicken? Hey, why don't you do that? Da-da-da. Why don't you put some Bath and Body Works on? Hey, da-da-da. Set the such. Get this kind of weed. Get that kind of weed. Wear them kind of shoes. Bang, 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 bang. Fry your chicken like this. Make your potato salad like that. Shut up, nigga.
Yeah.
Well, excuse my language, but you know what I mean. But go ahead.
But I was hoping you didn't mind because I didn't want to, you know, be interrupted at the end and I didn't get this in. It's a coincidence that you mentioned quite a few things about the manipulation. It don't mean just between relationships, but out here in general in the public, there's so many people exploiting people. Manipulation is the only way they feel as though they can get their little get-rich-quick scheme jumping instead of just say, hey, why don't we, you know, negotiate, come to a meeting of the minds and make some things work, you know, so we have that going on. So I just wanted to, but I also wanted to say I was looking on Facebook, and I don't usually take out time to do that too much, but I had a moment, and I came across this poster that, you know, somebody posted, and this is what it said, if you don't mind. It said, and it's short, so it's not that bad.
Sure, I don't mind,
says,
if you don't mind.
Oh, thank you, Clairvoyant. To the mothers who don't always have their nails done, hair done, and have the latest phone, those are the real women. They're the ones actually putting their kids and household first. So you are, you know, a very intuitive person to notice that these things go on. And regardless of what some men don't do right out there, the mothers, they will find themselves more satisfied if they realize that not only the kids in the household come first, but it helps for a better community, and it helps them realize that this is the reason why your kids love you later on, because if you have the right kind of kids, you know, when they're
oh, hell
you know,
yeah, check this out, because I got a heedlessness story for you. And in regards to that old wolfing and barbershop thing, you know, one day, you know what I mean, Cool Pops gave me some bread, right? It's summertime. He gave me some bread to go get a cut, you know, because, you know, Clev One always kept it fresh. That's how I learned how to cut hair and keep it fresh for others, you know what I'm saying? But check this out, right? Cool Pops gave me some money one day. And he know he was expecting some change back. You know, he was going to let me keep that. But, you know, Clev One decided to, you know, gamble on my way back home with the, you know, after I get my fresh cut and I see my man up there with a half a checkerboard, 3 Pepsi caps and an eraser. You know what I mean? So Clev One got 3 carton lollies out of his money, out of his change on his way back to from the barbershop as a young boy. When it, you know, when this is 1980-something JBM era, you know what I'm saying? But that happened to me, you know what I mean? Being heedless. You know, yo, man, come on, come straight home after you joint. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, yo, the heedlessness and what you just said, yo, they correlate. You know what I mean? They correlate. But check this out. I want to go ahead and get to a quick track by international internet legend, DJ Brother O. Yeah, I'm here. You know how it is. You know what I mean? Club One. I know you're over there jamming. And, of course, all the folks out there, we're live out of Lagos. 516-453-9133. Or do just press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by the boys at Ngozi Time Multimedia. Hey, Clev, you ready?
Yes, I'm here, brother. Let's get it popping.
All right, let's go to the next caller, y'all. You know, this is another WBN production, man. We great, man. I told you, tell your mama.
Hi, Clev. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Oh, hey, Mo. You're representing from the Philadelphia side of things, you know what I mean? You know we get on Broad Street and bleed green, you know what I'm saying? We will dress up like Batman and kick your nachos out of your hand while you're drinking your beer.
That's right. That's right.
So what's up, Mo? What you got for me? Because I got a hot topic on here about these heedless people. Mo, please drop it on us because I know you got somebody that wasn't listening.
Well, that person that wasn't listening actually was me. I was probably about 19 or 20 at the time. And I was young. And there was a doctor at work that everybody was, you know, trying to date. And he asked me out. Oh, my God. He turned out.
Here we go. Mo being a diva. Here we go. You know what I'm saying?
He was a stalker. He was a stalker. So that wasn't a good thing.
Yo, shout out to Mo and check this out. Don't be stalkers out here because Clev One will hunt you down like Van Helsing out here being a demon. But go ahead, Mo. I'm sorry.
I had to move. It wasn't a catastrophic thing, but I had to move to get away. I had to move. Yeah. So that was it. But are you sitting down?
Yes, I am. I'm having a seat like Charles Xavier when he's thinking.
Okay. I'd like to congratulate the 222 WBNN Host of the Year, Sonia Griffin Award-winning Clev One, on his WBNN All-Time Connection record with his sixth consecutive as new host with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship honoring our late Hall of Famer. How is that for you?
Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute.
Yo,
wait a minute.
Yo,
no, no, no.
Hey,
no, 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 no,
yo,
no, 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 no,
yo,
no, 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 no. You're not the new host of the year. You're not the host of the year. You're the new host of the year. You're the Sonia Griffin Award winner. Remember now, Mo, that's not voted to until, you know, on the honor.
Mo know what it is. You know what I mean? Joe Frazier belts, you know what I'm saying, for Clev One.
No. Ain't been voted yet, but he is the new host of the year, and we're real proud of that. Come on, Mo. Do it for Mo. Read that again, please.
Hey, Mo, let's gang tackle O. How's that? We'll put our evil shit on and gang tackle O, DJO.
No. Sure, sure. She won't read that again. Go ahead, Mo. Read that again like I said it.
Congratulations, 222 WBNN New Host of the Year, Sonia Griffin Award-winning Clev One, on his WBNN All-Time Connection record.
Check this out, man.
With his sixth consecutive as a new host with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer.
Yo, listen, hey, Mo, check this out. That's Joe Frazier belts. You know what I'm saying out here? You feel me? We represent Philadelphians. You know what I mean? Get slam dunked on. You know, don't get crossed over out here with the Allen Iverson sleeves on. You heard that? People. Yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you. You hear me? You know what I'm saying? We holding it down out here. You know what I mean? You know, but we can't be having nobody stalking the women. You know what I'm saying? We got to get away. Mo, you got to listen, women, don't be heedless. You know what I'm saying? And don't be inattentive to your errors or unmindful to the negative part or on your end. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know when somebody got to swoop in and save you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
but check this out. You know, shout out to all my hosts, my co-host on this network. You know what I mean? Antonia Batts. You know what I mean? Lovely woman. You know what I'm saying? Senior of our network. And you, Mo, yo, check it out, man. Much love and respect. Salute to you, darling. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for calling in.
But
we gonna get into a track next real quick by our international internet legend, DJ Brother O. You know what I'm saying? Brother O, what we got going? We doing this thing tonight, y'all, you know what I'm saying? We bringing it in live, you know what I'm saying, from Lagos, you know what I mean? Dial in, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, you know what I'm saying? So we back about this, you know what I mean, on this heedlessness and how this causes a hindrance upon you during your lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? But check this out. We got caller in queue, you know what I mean? Who are you and where you calling from, caller?
What's up, Matthew? Congratulations, fam. How you doing?
Uh-oh, hold on, man. It's Danger on the dance floor, y'all. You know what I'm saying? The Ebony Elvis is in the building. Hey, Unc, what's good, man? Don't start no trouble tonight, damn it.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are, man. First of all, love you, Matthew. Great subject. And again, congratulations, man. You know, and You broke it down in three parts from what I recall, okay? Let me start off with politics. I was raised religiously but not politically, okay? And that's one of those P's that doesn't work for us. The reason why, one of the main reasons why I don't take heed to a lot of political things is because not enough of us in there. When I say us, I'm not talking about you being coated in you know, black or brown skin, but it's a government that wasn't put together by us, for us,
and
by our
people. Absolutely.
You understand? So that's why I don't take the political route. Now, as far as religious, now, I was raised as a Nubian Islamic Hebrew. And by doing that, meaning, let me say this closely for some people who may not comprehend what I'm saying. I was raised when I was taken from synagogue to church to mosque, meaning that not only did I take time to go get educated and got my master's in, you know, in theology, right, when I graduated from the rabbinical priesthood, you understand? I pretty much not only lived it, but I took time to go get my documentation that way too. But that's beside the point. My main thing is one of the things that I notice, especially when you deal with religion, let me tackle that one right quick, is all of the scriptures from the Suhufin throughout El Quran, all of those are beneficial, but one of the things I have noticed that even though it started with the original people, we don't have control of it any longer. So when we try to enter that sector by today's standard, I don't see me in their religion by today's standard. There's no me in it. And that's the main issue I have with it. I don't have an issue with the things that was handed down by way of the prophets to the apostles and for what the scriptures itself say, but we don't have control in it, and it makes us subject to be all kind of abuse and make us look like we converted instead of the other way around.
Okay, right.
You get what I'm saying? So,
I understand.
What more,
check this out, man. It's heedlessness is this, and what causes that, real quick, you know what I'm saying, just to elaborate on what you said, you know what I mean? The information in which would undo your heedlessness is right there in front of you. You know what I'm saying? Where if you're going to rely on other people's navigation on how we're going to do these things out here, you may never reach your way out of the gauntlet, because his exit out of the gauntlet might not be your exit out of the gauntlet. So you might got to find the verses that are fit for you to change your life. You know what I'm saying? And the only way to do that is to read and learn, just like you said, huh? You know what I'm saying? So that's how we doing it, man. Anything else you want to drop on them real quick? You know what I'm saying? Because we going to bring Baby Bop on, and she gonna cook it up right nice with us. You know what I'm saying? What you got for us, because I know you got something
all right,
coming up.
Yeah, I'm going to leave one like this, man, for the people who comprehend what Magic Man is about to say. El Quran said it best when it says, Illa lathina kafirun asawahum alayhim, and serve to whom? Wala yukminu. Meaning you can warn them or warn them not, they still won't have faith in it. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Some people, you can warn them. Or warn them not, they still ain't going to have faith
they
in it.
They still won't be, but they
so
still won't
what
believe.
Do you, do
yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So anyway.
That means they're deaf, dumb, and blind. They are people that's destined for the fire. They are people with that's like blocks of wood. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Anyway, love you, man. Congratulations now.
Yes, sir. Thanks, son. You know what I mean? That was... Uncle Huni Baka Tune, y'all, you know what I'm saying? The Magic Man, the Ebony Elvis, and all these different other things that he is wonderfully. You know what I'm saying? But check this out, yo. Can we get my homegirl back on the line? Where's the Baby Bop? You know what I mean? Tiana, you out there?
Yes, I am. I'm right here.
So check this out, man. Like, you gotta help me out here, because I don't know what to do. Like, are these people, is this fried chicken or half fried chicken fried? You tell me.
It depends on the individual.
Is that some fake ass shake and bake they done pulled out of the oven? What is they doing? What's the seasonless chicken?
Hey, brother. Oh, what was the meat you were talking to me about the other day? Was it sizzly? What was it?
You know what? She gonna bring it on. She ain't really on with the bull crap. First of all, we all know that Sizzling was not no bacon, no beef, no turkey, and not no pork. You know what I mean? It was from Mark from Ork, for real. You know what I mean? Nanu, nanu. That's all I got to say about that.
It's a lot of morgues from Orcs out here. You know that. They got the sweat on and everything with the suspenders and all that. You hear? Shout out to my man, the first Popeye.
So let me ask you something. What do you think is the worst form of heatlessness? But before you answer, what is the worst form for children? And what is the worst form of heatlessness for adults?
Well, I think the worst form of heatlessness is when an adult is being informed by some kind of danger by their child. Or, you know, when children are in danger by predators mm-hmm. or some type of something or whatever is spooking them out. You know what I mean? And the parent is not really paying attention or listening to the signs or the red flags or whatever is going on. I think that's kind of the worst heedlessness ever for a parent or for a grown person or elder, whatever, to not, like, pay attention to that child. And then as far as the child is concerned, you know what I'm saying? When you're trying to tell them, yo, listen, don't touch this. This is drugs. This is you'll be a crackhead in no time. You'll be on Kensington, K&A in no time, you know what I'm saying, surfing in your mind like the us people, but you really standing holding on to a pole. You ain't floating on nothing. You're standing in piss thinking that you're surfing, you know what I mean, in Ocean County or something, you know what I mean? But that ain't what you're doing. You're being us people. If you know what us people is, people, check that movie out. You know what I mean? You're standing in line with scissors in your hand. You feel me? Like cut out pieces of paper out here. You feel what I'm saying? You know, but those children, they'll do things that next thing you know, they the next ones on the news getting their head blown off because they didn't go to school. They done stole grandpop's gun, you know what I'm saying? And then they done shot themselves with it. You know what I mean? Or Cheddar Bob, they balls trying to shoot somebody else. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So I think that those are the worst things of heatlessness that you could ever get out of children. Or as far as these young girls, you try to tell them, yo, listen, man, don't be spreading your legs open being an upside down ironing board out here. You feel me? Don't be doing none of that. You mean? Don't be having weave all the way down to your ass like you the hood Rapunzel or something. You know what I mean? And somebody trying to climb up your weave, you know what I'm saying, to put their balls in your mouth or something. You feel me? I don't like that kind of stuff. Don't like it. You know what I'm saying? So what you think about it?
Well, wait, you didn't touch on the eyelashes, the snuffleupagus eyelashes.
I don't like the snuffleupagus eyelashes because guess what, you know what I mean? That means that when you go to bed, you cook your cookie monster with crumbs in the bed. And we go make popcorn.
I say that, you know, they're a good family. Blankets are not a lot of air coming your way. That's what I say. But to touch on as far as the parent and child thing, the one thing that I will never understand is how a mother pushes a baby carriage into traffic, oncoming traffic. Like, I don't understand that. I see that a lot in this area where the people crossing the street and they push the baby. They don't even look. They just push the baby out. It's like, are you crazy?
Real quick. You know what that comes from? Because I'm gonna say this. We all know that the pedestrians got the right of way. But guess what, pedestrians? Know that there's some death race drunken drivers out here. You feel what I'm saying? They know that there's some real Dom Toretto's out here. You feel what I'm saying? That might not see you being a pedestrian with the right of way. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's lazy motherhood, too. You know, you don't push your baby out. You know what I'm saying? You wait till the joint says walk. You know what I'm saying? Don't be acting like we owe you a favor because you walking across the street getting your feet hurt and everything get on your nerves and you getting on your own nerves. Your stomach hurt, your back hurt, your neck hurt. You know what I'm saying? You're hungry. You don't know if you want crown chicken or you want something from Popeye's. You know what I'm saying? But check this out. We're going to get into this last track real quick. From DJ Brother O, Brother O, could you please bless us? International Internet DJ, legend Brother O.
Find out, oh, you know what I mean? You guys have shined up here, Stacey Adams out here, my man. You feel what I'm saying? But check this out, yo. You know what I mean? These are my final thoughts, man, because these behaviors could be caused by a combination. You know what I mean? Genetics and environmental things, influences, you know what I'm saying? Just as far as genetics, if that's in your blood, that's what it is. You know what I mean? You don't listen to nothing. You ain't going to pay attention to nothing because that's what you've been taught. It's in your bloodline. You know what I'm saying? As far as environmental, you know what I mean? You know, such as social and cultural experiences of a person in the childhood and all that. You know, when you're adolescent ages, you know what I'm saying? You might be going through something. You know what I mean? Family dynamics. You know what I mean? Peer pressure influences or any of these things that social value. And check this out. Note this, people. You know, criminals who committed violent crimes tend to have higher levels of testosterone than the average person, and which could define some levels of heedlessness or antisocial tendencies. You know what I'm saying? Where these kind of people feel invincible, so they don't feel like they need to listen to people or take advice or any of them type of things. You know what I'm saying? Where they too great and too hardcore on it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, check, just look into that, and hopefully we can take notes of this. Remember, folks, heedlessness, it don't pay off, man. Always pay attention. When somebody warning you about something, take the warning, and you know what I mean? Just take the warning, you know what I'm saying? And that's it, man. That's what I got. That's my final thoughts, you know what I'm saying? Because you already know. You already know, man. You already know. Check it out, man. We got final thoughts, you know what I'm saying? And it's in Gozy time now, you know what I'm saying? Brother, what's up with it?
Wow, awesome show tonight, Clef One. Awesome, awesome show. And, wow, the things you said tonight, especially concerning these young girls and, well, teenage girls, young women, and all that stuff. And I really got a kick out of you said they spread their legs like an upside-down ironboard. Oh, my gosh, that was really a doozy there. But it's so true, and it's so sad. And, ladies, you definitely have to stop being so loose. Keep those legs closed. Practice celibacy, abstinence, and open your legs for your husband, okay? Because as long as you're doing what you're doing, guess what? You're not going to ever have a husband. because you're busy giving it away too freely. Too freely, and it's sad. It is very sad. It's time for our young girls and young women to start being women and ladies again, as they were once upon a time. But there's always been those loose ones from the beginning of time, of course. But guess what? Ladies, please be more mature and take more pride in yourself, in your bodies, and in who you are. You don't have to go around sleeping around and exposing your body because you think it's sexy and that's the only way guys will look at you. Give them something to think about. Leave something to the imagination instead of letting it all hang out. Anyway, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.ngozi@my.com for our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewa Ngozi. I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And make sure you tune in Sunday night to News Forum, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, right here on WBNN, or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. November the 8th is Election Day, everybody, in this country. Make sure you get out and vote. If you want to see changes made, vote. Vote, vote. It's your right, and it's your choice, and it's your duty, basically, to get out and vote. So everything's at stake in this election. The state and fate of this country is at stake, okay? So get out and vote on Tuesday, November the 8th. And tomorrow night, stay tuned for the original Beverly Nation Classic featuring national syndicated radio by 2018 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting and trainee, Andrea Presley. That's tomorrow night, right here on WBNN, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, or you can tune in at www.blogtalkradio.com. And I want to take a moment to congratulate our 2022 WBNN New Host of the Year, Sonya Griffin, award-winning Clever One, on his WBNN all-time connection record with his sixth consecutive as a new host with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer, Darlene Lawrence. And now, back to our 2022 WBNN New Host of the Year, Sonya Griffin Award-winning Clever One.
Yo, so yeah, y'all, you know what I'm saying? You heard that, man. That was Lady Chinchilla J, you know what I'm saying, giving it up on the sticks because we building it up. You know what I mean? But always remember, man, when people trying to tell y'all something, man, don't be heedless, man. Seriously, man. Because, yo, so we going to end it out on that, you know what I mean? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, you know what I'm saying, where we owe Fios $1,200,000. You know what I'm saying? You want to know why? Because we wasn't being heedless about the fire stick. Check your satellites.